This is KCHCPT at one of the states. This is KCHCPT and one of the states.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, CHCPT, listening clear. This is KCHCPT. This is KCHCPT, everyone listening.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
CHCPT, well, that's...
Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KHCPT listening.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
K-D-8-O-O-E. K-D-8-O-O-E. K-E-A-C-K. K-D-8-O-O-E. K-D-8-O-O-E. K-E-A-C-K. Nothing heard. K-E-A-C-K, clear.
Still there,
Frank? Give me it all. K-E-A-C-K, yes, sir. How are you doing?
I jumped out of the truck to reel in some goodies. And I have a few followers out there. Let's see, I got about a half, three quarter, 5 gallon bucket of resin back.
Damn, awesome, dude.
Sure got no pets on me.
Where did you find those pheasants back, backs near your home 20?
About 3 miles away from the QTH. Here down in Cecil. Yeah, I'm still looking. Knotted down rotten trees. I'm looking for oysters. It's getting kind of the end of those.
That's a bummer.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, these look good. I know somebody who gets a lot of them. They're beefier, they're meatier than the oysters are.
Pheasant backs?
Not dense, not more heavy.
Do they have any kind of decent flavor on their own?
I'm going to find out. I haven't ate them in a while.
Yeah, I never have. Times I've traipsed through the woods a few times over the last how many years, they were always too old. So I never partook.
I see one up the side of the tree that looked like it was ancient. But these ones all look real good. I'll shoot you a picture of them. Which we already set up doing slow scan. And I'd set something up and do that.
Give me a minute, man. I'm getting some stuff out of the oven. I'll get back with you. K-E-H-E-K.
Sounds like you shot the boy out of film. Alright, KB8OE. KB8OE.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA GFL monitoring.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, GBI, mobile. FTS, and Cujo, is this any better?
Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8, FGS, KCKGO, you're over on 2 meter.
Well, he was here. Must have jumped off. You guys are probably trading bands. NAWRO, good signal though, Tom.
All right, thanks, Tim. I'll cue solo 440. KCKGO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGS, BPS.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
Bravo Papa Alpha monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAPPA, KAHCW. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, my SWR is 1.5. Worse than any other. Well, how copy? WABPA, over.
WABPA, K8ACW. I've got a good signal report, but a couple of times during that transmission, your audio was covered up by noise. Can you give it one more try?
Yes, K8ACW. First signal report is 5x2. QSL?
QSL, the repeater's coming in here fairly strong. I'm not that far from it. You have a little bit of static, not full quieting, but certainly am copyable. WAPPA, K8ACW.
Yeah, okay, yes. Well, that's fantastic. I know. For the report, you know what? I'm going to DAS, Delta 764. Maybe at 8 o'clock there will be, the Southfield amateur radio service net. 804. Jeff will be there. Thank you very much, Art, and I am 254K8ACW. Here's why.
WAPPA, K8ACW. Okay. We'll see you soon, Vladimir. 73, K8ACW clear.
How's it going, Phil?
That's okay. I took a little walk in the thicket behind my house looking for any kind of shrooms. Stuck out.
Beat it when that happens.
Yeah, I gotta find some nice areas to go foraging.
All right, I'll get
took Rover for a walk. He liked it.
Right back. I'll stop to the neighbor for a second.
That's cool. Anything going on?
Fire you up in about 30 seconds. KD8 always.
KDHDK.
Well, KD8
W8CMN.
KD8CK, what's going on?
I wanted to talk to my neighbor because their daughter-in-law. Remember me telling you about 4 or 5 years back, their son died. He was like 35, and he was giant. He had a heart attack.
I mean, not really. I really don't remember so much about that.
Get out over the causeway. They're going to end up in custody, all those grandkids.
Say again?
They're going to end up in custody. Of the other 3 grandkids, because she just died, 35 years old. They botched cancer surgery, and so now the grandkids got no parents.
Oh my gosh. horrible. Sorry to hear that, dude. Jeez. Peace.
You know, I'm glad that you're back in next door. At least you know to be safe on my street. You know, you're not going to mess with them out there. If anything does mess with them out there, it's only going to happen once. So they can stay here, but it's just, you know, man, what? It just seems like nothing's fair. You know, man, them kids had it rough.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. Gosh. How old are the kids?
5 to 13 or 14. There's three of them, and then the oldest one, that was his boy from another deal. Oh, man. I don't know, it just chokes me up thinking about it. He's probably, I think he's 17 or 18.
Yeah, that's, man. So difficult and sad at times. It just sometimes doesn't seem like there's any sense in it all, you know?
You question your existence. Stuff like that happens. I'll tell you, they're in good hands where they're at right this moment. But there's four total, three with this girl. Oh, man, Phil. You know, anytime I think that I'm having it bad, all I got to do is just look around.
Oh, yeah, the old saying, the house always says the worst house, you know. It's, gosh. So how's this fella going to do taking care of him? Has he got the means financially and everything? Is he up to speed to be able to do that?
Absolutely. But I'll tell you the rest. There's some other weird stuff going down with it, but it's going to turn out for the best. Thank God they're good kids, because there's going to be a household next door to me now.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
That's the oldest one. She was standing out by the car grabbing her blankets and pillows. I said, "You gonna be my new neighbor again?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Good."
That's cool. Wow. Yeah, life can be real tragic sometimes.
Thank God. They're just great kids. I gotta get more fishing poles.
Yeah, no doubt. That'd be a great idea.
And we have a great big fish fry at Fat Anthony's house.
Yeah, fish fry at Uncle Mike's house.
That's it, too. Yeah, it's so cool out right now. I should pull them deer livers out and start cutting them up for catfishing.
Yeah, I'm glad you said for catfishing. Man, I've tried to eat deer liver and I can't drag my way through eating that stuff. Man, any other kind of liver I love, you know, turkey, chicken, whatever, but gosh, and eating deer heart is awesome, but man, deer liver, I just can't. If I buy the taste of that and the texture, I don't know what the heck it is.
It's like eating old shoe leather. I can eat it, but, you know, it is rough. You got to thin slice it, man.
Yeah, like calf's liver or something, man. I'll tear that up. Onion and stuff on it. I've tried that with deer liver, and, man, I just can't do it. Just I find it, I've spent a long time with that, but remembering way back, I just kind of found it to be repulsed. I just didn't like the taste at all.
I tell you what, when they get older, too, you know, you can just about bounce that off a wall from 20 feet away and just make it most of the way back.
Yeah. It doesn't sound too appetizing now, does it?
didn't like it with a fillet knife. Here's the cool part. It's tough enough and bloody enough that it won't come off the hook like a chicken liver, and those catfish just eat it up. Problem is, I've caught two snap turtles that way, too.
Wow, that's got a good drag hooking a big old snapping turtle. You know, when I was younger, I would have wanted to kill a turtle like that and eat it just because, you know, you hear all the stories how this part of the turtle tastes like that and the other part of the turtle tastes like this and all that kind of stuff. But when I think about a poor old turtle, maybe 50 years old, me killing it just to see if it tastes like chicken, I just don't have the heart for it, you know. I'd have to be starving. I'd have to have starving kids and stuff, and that's the only damn thing I can find. I just let the thing live.
I stopped eating them. I used to do the stew and cook the leg quarters up like chicken, and I quit eating them when I found out how long they lived. And I know a lot of people do, and I'm not going to put them down about it, but man, oh man, you know, the old tortuga, that's a survival food, you know. Ain't hard to catch them.
Yep, that sounds reasonable. If I was starving, that's the only thing I could get for sure, but yeah, I thought the same way. Once I found out how old they are and can live to be, I just didn't have the heart to end their life just like it tastes. And, you know, to me, that's just ridiculous. But as you said, I don't hold anything against those people that do, but it ain't for me.
Buddy, it's kind of a weird duck. Man, turkey buzzards all over in the roadkill. I got a buddy, and he said, I don't eat anything with a face.
Yeah, that, we can challenge that, huh?
Started laughing. I said, what about chicken eggs? He went, I eat those. I says, yeah, but they potentially got a face.
Oh, yeah. Where are you at now? Are you up as far as Millington?
No, I just come around a curve where the Huckleberry Railroad used to lead out of Otter Lake. I'm heading out Lake Road towards 20, or towards 15.
Connected.
Okay, that's cool. I'm frying up some burger for the dog, trying to get the little bugger to eat something. Man, these little dogs, they can be finicky. Do you ever have trouble with Einstein getting him to eat what he ought to be eating?
Tell you what, he makes this noise, and you know it's because he's disgusted with you. Sounds like a horse. And that means it's a patootie. I don't like that. He'll look at you and shake his head and do it. And he's telling you in his own language. He's dropping an F-bomb is what he's doing. K-V-8-O-O-V.
K-V-8-O-V. Yeah, that's hilarious. Well, you can't blame him, man. I try to explain to the old lady, you know, like today, you know, the dog is giving us a hard time. I said, okay, look at the salad you're eating. Would you want to eat this every day? Couple meals or whatever day, every day. She says, sure. I said, no, you wouldn't. You would at least have to have a different salad with different stuff on it. I mean, I some animals maybe are smarter than others. I mean, I've had dogs that were stupid, eat the same thing, whatever, you know, but seems like the more intelligent ones are like your Einstein.
He almost tells you where to go. He has something else. And he's not polite about it either. And he's gotten less apt to biting people, which is nice. He's kind of mellowed with age. But I'll tell you, that dog, we give him about a half a cup of dog food in the morning, maybe a half a cup at night. And he don't like it. I eat like one or two apples a day. I put a little peanut butter on them. And he would rather eat that apple core than that dog food any day.
Wow, that's wild. Never heard of that before. But some dogs, our dogs years back, they loved peanut butter in their bones and stuff like that, but nowadays the dogs care less about peanut butter. It's kind of weird.
You can hand him, like, dog treats and stuff like that. He'll slowly, gently take it. But I'm telling you, if you hand him a piece of gristle or fat or meat of any sort, you're lucky if he don't nail you, you know, bite your fingers trying to get it from you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Jake's the same way.
Jake's got just about the same attitude that my dog's got.
Yeah, but it's funny, though, sometimes when you're scratching them behind the ears and out of them, they just look at you like they love you so much, you know. Boy, let a cat or something come in the picture near their food, instantly they become a butthole, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll bite Mona. That's a full-size dog. He'll jump right on. I had a buddy one time tell me, I don't know if we should let my pit bull out. I said, go ahead. And, I said, my dog is a psychopath. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, just don't want my pit bull. Here's your dog. I said, okay. And about 5 minutes later, they come running by. My little dog's hanging from his pit bull's lips.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy, man.
I think your dog tried to bite mine, and my dog didn't like it too much and kind of... He was hanging. I mean, he had that dog right by the lips, teeth sunk in, everything. That dog just a whimpering, trying to get away.
K-B-A-O-E-K-H-E-K. Yeah, that's wild, man. Dogs are something else.
He's just a psycho. I was going to change his name from Einstein to Napoleon so many times.
I'd be a hoot, too. I don't think the morale's 100% in full swing right now, do you?
And while the weather got real fruity there, I think you're doing pretty good. Them pheasant backs are almost, well, most of them are too big. You got to scrape the pores out of them, off underneath of them before I cook them. I'll probably slice them lengthways. And then, you know, cube them up and make a stir fry. Because if you leave those after they've dropped the spores, and you leave those on that type of mushroom with them being that big, you can only do them up about 3-4 inches. I guess it's like eating a dish rag.
Yeah, no thanks. Hard pass on that. We're just going to have to start growing some mushrooms.
A handful of gold oysters and one great big giant morel, and then all them pheasant backs, and there's only like 4 of them, I think, that are smaller than 4. And then, so I'm going to try to dice them up, see how it goes. If I can't, then I'm going to scrape the, they're like a, I don't remember what they call that type. They don't have the gills, they got the pore holes.
Yeah, I think that's a turkey tail, isn't it?
The name of the mushroom, but I don't know what that type of mushroom, the polypore or something, they got a name for it. They don't, they're not gills, they're a different type of underside. But I'll scrape them down and... First, I'm going to try to just snap them. If they snap, then I know they're edible, right? So I'll do that first, wash them up, and then do that. And if I got to scrape them down to get the meat separate from those pores, then I'll do it that way. I've never processed them. I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Well, that would make 2 of us. Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Figure it out.
Imagine there's got to be a pile of videos on YouTube about it.
What a lot of people do is dry them, get them, you know, put them in a dehydrator, dry them, and then crumble them up, grind them up, and then, you know, use them for like a soup, stew stock and things like that, or put them in pill form and eat them for the, you know, there's a, some kind of calming effect, I don't know. I don't know enough about them, Phil. I don't want to second guess. I've never really, I ate some when I was a kid. I didn't prepare them. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about the morels? Have you been getting the white morels or the black morels or both or what?
The ones that I've got so far have been, they pretty much look like they're white.
Yeah, that's cool. Maybe the whites must come first then, but a number of years ago we'd get both kinds, but yeah, long time ago.
The ones I spread spores for, so they're going to be the same year after year.
This dog is staring me down, cooking that burger for him. He's trying to just figure out if it's for me or for him, I think.
It isn't chasing you around for food. My dog, well, if he thinks I'm leaving, he is right there. I can't even get away from him. He wants to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's funny how they, I like that. I'll take Jake, and you know, if like we went for a walk, and then we just sat in the cab of the truck for 20 minutes while I looked at stuff on my phone, because he thinks he's going for a ride. He loves it. I mean, it's like a pretend ride, but he just loves it. He likes sitting in that cab of that truck and hanging out, you know?
Yeah, even if we don't go nowhere, he'll lay right down on the seat and fall asleep. You know, he misses. Every time I fire up a scooter, he won't leave the side of that either. Even if I don't even have the milk crate on the back for him, he wants to go on that scooter so bad.
That's wild. That's got to be pretty cool taking a dog down the road on a scooter.
Little pound kids love it because he'll get right up on the edge of that milk crate and just start yelling at him.
Yeah, it must be this place going through town.
We need a horn, buddy. It does the same thing when he's hanging out the truck.
Is that now? Is he 13, 14, 15?
Making good time. I can't complain. Well, you must be on, HT, huh?
Yeah, I'm standing in the kitchen cooking.
Put that Omni up.
Are you on the Lapeer repeater?
I'm coming in the Guilford, the Bay City machine.
What's the frequency on that one?
45310. I think that might be the one with like 88.5 on the PL. I don't know. I'd have to look at it. That list, that picture I sent you, or that page I sent you, is the one. I need to get more acquainted with all this stuff, and I don't know. I'm still kicking around digital. I don't know. I hate to do it, but gee whiz. I mean, FM. Looks like FM's going the way of the dodo.
Yeah, well, I heard some guys talking just the other day. I heard some guys talking a week back. And he was talking about some Bay City repeater and how large an area it serves. And the guy said, how is that possible? It's up 900 feet. I'm pretty sure I heard him correctly. But I've done some searching, and I haven't found any listing of a repeater that's up that high around Bay City. and stuff. I'm trying to, like, see if I could find the repeater they're talking about. If it's linked, I'd be able to hit that, and I wouldn't have to mess around changing repeaters so much, you know.
And once you get, you know, you're not going to do it with HC where you're at. You need something mobile, but I use it right on down until I can't get any further stably into Lapeer County. Now, I'm doing some stuff to this radio. It's gonna, I'll be able to run it on high power. But, it's on the old East 96 tower, but they've got remote receives with a voter system. So, you know, they've got receivers, more than one receiver for it.
Okay, well, are you aware that there's supposedly a repeater that's like 900 feet up in the air?
Told you. It's on Oldie's 96 tower. It's way up there. I take it to the site, to the transmit site. It's up by where I used to live.
Okay, now I understand. You're running on right now.
Just have a hard time making it into your system there. You need that tram set up and then a crossband to retransmit and just monitor with the HC. That'll make you more solid into the machine. Yeah, that's what I'm running right now. I've only been doing about 10 watts from Otter Lake, so it was probably sketchy when I was leaving Otter Lake.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's wild when I do a search for, you know, highest repeater and kind of blah, 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 different parts of Michigan there. It doesn't pull that one up. It doesn't talk about anything being that high. That's why I thought, well, maybe I heard mom and those guys are talking or something. But I'm corrected. Cool.
Monster. You should get with me. We should do some road farming. Running back and forth on some of them roads. I'll show you some of my other houses.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I should...
You can hardly hear none of that, Phil. You're going to have to find a hot spot.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was just saying that we should probably get off here. I'm going to start cutting up his food. Need a little grub myself. We'll get off this repeater. But I'll catch up with you later this evening, probably.
We're probably burning it up, but yeah, thanks for riding along for the trip. I only done about a half a cup of coffee today. I ran out of coffee, and I don't know if I want to buy anymore. I'm a hopeless addict. So I'm about a block or two away from the house anyway, so we really need to focus on doing some other modes and different antenna setups and I got some more stuff around for HF antennas as well, so I'm probably going to set up a fan dipole up here and then set my old antenna back up for 40 and the other bands down there in town and then bring my Elinco back down there and then start shopping for components for amplifiers.
All right, man. Sounds like a plan. I lost part of your conversation, but then you came back up. Sorry. You have a good night, man. You're almost in the drive. I'll talk to you later. KBOE-KEHDK-73. I'm clear.
Three. This is KB-8-0-O-E.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.